Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
S38 Special bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Tom Borg. Tom's the president of Tom Borg Consulting, and he's a very prolific writer and thinker about all things to help you and me become better CEOs of our small businesses. We're talking about how to get the most and multiply the power of our teams and improve our bottom line. We talked about trust, Tom, in the last segment. Talk to us now about what your thoughts on the bond, building a bond between using that trust and other intangibles to build bonds between each other. How do we do that?
Well, Jim, what we're trying to do here is trying to give people a chance to get to know each other beyond their basic business relationships that they have. I remember I was doing some work with Ford Motor Company some years ago, and we were doing my training there, and I remember during the program, one of the individual said, you know, I have learned more about the person that sits in the next cubicle in the last 6 weeks of this program than I have in the last 20 years that I've worked here. And that was because we were doing things that they didn't normally do together. They were doing things that were outside of their normal expectations for the day at work. So that's the same thing we can apply in our small businesses. What I mean by that is, how about this? How about rather than just having a company party, take everybody to the zoo and have a zoo outing? Or maybe another way to do it is volunteer together for some type of a volunteer organization within your community. So you get them time out of work together, and they're working together as a team, and they're getting to see a different side of each other. It's amazing what we can learn about people.
What about, and this says, this is a little self-serving for the company, but what about having a period where I show you how to do my job, you show me how to do your job?
That's a great idea.
Let me give you an example. Back in the day when I worked for Xerox, I worked a territory. I had several counties for Xerox, and part of the other side of the team were the technicians, right, to fix the machines.
Right.
And I would meet with them, you know, every, once a week or so. We'd have breakfast together or lunch or something. And they were always teasing me about how much money I made, right? They always acted like I made a lot more money than they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I always thought it would have been better. And it was good nature, but in some ways I think they actually, you know, were acting, they meant what they said. I always thought it would be a good idea for them just to hang out with me a while, and then maybe one day I'd hang out with them. We never did that. But I always thought that would have been a good way to, especially sales and service, that kind of thing. What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful idea, and I know it's a practice that many companies use today, and the reason it's so powerful is that it gives people a different perspective of, okay, let's say it's the sales and service. You know, salespeople seem to always have all the free time. They're taking people out to lunch, blah, blah, blah. That's what the internal team might think. But when you get out there with that salesperson and see the grind they have to keep, the ability to get on to their next appointment.
And that you eat what you kill.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, it'd be great to have the sales team change places, or at least partner along or tag along with the inside customer service team. They'll get a chance to see all the problems that are created when orders aren't fulfilled or promises are made that can't be fulfilled.
And the phones start ringing.
Oh, yeah, and the phones don't ring, right. So that's critical. I think if more companies can do that, where they're able to have people exchange places, or at least tag along with that individual for a day or even a week. There are some companies where the business owner makes it a practice to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an idea that's going to help build, again, trust and rapport between your people. And that's what you need if you want a team that's going to be able to be at their best.
Well, and it eliminates the mystery, doesn't it? And isn't mystery and what we don't know, isn't that the enemy of trust?
Yes, it is.
Ignorance, aren't those are the enemy of trust, aren't they? And bond, and
building
bonds.
People don't know. They can make up all kinds of misconceptions in their mind when they don't know the truth. They just seem have a way of imagining what it might be, and usually it's far, far from the real truth.
Well, and you know another thing, this is, business owners can share maybe a little more information with their people than they often do, just to let them know. Like, you know, back after in the winter of 08 and 09, mm-hmm. after we had the collapse, you know, I could tell my people were frightened.
Yeah.
And I called them all together and I said, guys, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have an answer. I can't predict what's going to happen. But all I can tell you is this isn't my first rodeo. And I made it through all the others. So let's just do our work. Let's just stay focused, not worry about everybody else. And if it means anything to you that this is like my seventh or eighth recession to go through, and I made it out on the other side of all the others, if that means anything, I hope it does. And mm-hmm. and we talked about it a little bit. I let them talk about whatever they had on their mind, and I seemed to settle them down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just by that was excellent, Jim, by being able to just be truthful with them, just tell them what you really were thinking and not try to say things just to make them feel better, but just to say things that you knew to be true.
People really can handle information. It's what they it's when you don't share stuff with them, when they don't know what's going on, that's when it frightens them, isn't it?
That's exactly right. There's nothing worse when you just hide the truth or hide the facts from people, and then they have to, like you said earlier, they've got to come up with their own story, and it's usually far from the truth.
What I tell my people when it comes to giving me information, I can handle bad news. Mm-hmm. I just can't handle no news.
Yeah.
Or bad news late. That's another one I don't like. Hey, Tom, I need your website one more time, please.
That's at Tom Borg, B-O-R-G, consulting.com.
All right, when we come back, we got some more to talk about. We got a third step that Tom's got recommended for us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.